the Savvy Gamer Podcast from an extremely loud bar.
I wonder if this audio recording is clipping or not.
I think it'll probably work, but we've only got 5 minutes, so we need to talk very quickly about things that are important.
Okay, video games.
Video games?
Video games.
All right, okay, now we've got that over with. So we were talking about, what were we talking about? The fact that I'd spilled beer on you.
What?
Oh, this doesn't work at all.
Like, we were just talking about how It's Tricky by Run-DMC reminds us of different video games.
Yeah, I think it 1080 snowboarding was what we came up with.
Yeah, I thought it was Cool Borders.
Shit, I don't know. Yeah, you might be right.
If it's not Cool Borders, it's that snowboarding minigame from Sonic Adventure 1.
That would make sense, because I remember they had a very rocky soundtrack for that game.
Oh, it could have been Ski 3.
That was my joke. You stole my joke.
I forgot what my one was.
No, I mean yours was a Sonic one.
Oh, wait, no. SSX 3.
Oh, there you go. What about the snowboarding minigame from Wii Fit?
Yeah, I've never played Wii Fit, as you can obviously tell.
As the listener can obviously tell from the weight of the recording.
And also snowboarding.
That would make sense. So yeah, no, we were going to talk about the digital economy bill, because this is obviously the most appropriate time.
Yeah. Well, as you might have noticed on the Savvy Gamer homepage, I've now added a link for you guys to pirate and copyright infringe an audio recording of an MP3. And you might find that useful if you want to say fuck you to the digital economy bill.
Well, gets me right, okay. You've got all these people on Twitter saying, I choose not to recognise the digital economy bill.
Yeah.
Does that actually have any effect whatsoever? What's the deal with that?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with
hang on, here we go. Stop Girls Aloud. Just give it a second to enjoy Girls Aloud. Alright, okay, go ahead.
I don't know if you're familiar with the writings of Mahatma Gandhi.
Not his writings, his work definitely.
No, his writings. Basically, he was a big proponent of willful law breaking, where you would just say, you would not hide it, you would just say, I am breaking this law.
So you'd be breaking it in order to show your protest for the fact that it existed.
Like, you would say, I am breaking this law, I am not hiding it, I am willfully breaking this law because I believe it to be an unjust.
Okay, and so this is, so it doesn't have any effect, it's simply a protest.
Well, okay, so the idea is, imagine if everyone did that. They're not going to lock every fucker out, are they? So,
well, I can't imagine they would, but, well, no, actually, I can imagine them doing it.
No, not everyone.
Why not?
Like, it's because that would be more detrimental to the economy than the idea that the law is supposed to be there to protect.
Okay, but the fact that it is important is very different from the fact that the people who care about it are a very minority group.
Minority? Really? Can you name anything else that 20,000 people have emailed their MPs about?
Emailing MPs is different to what people actually think. There is a distinction.
Maybe. Well, I mean, you can't hide the fact that the reality is that obviously all the thing that the digital economy law does is protect businesses which have outdated business models and can't cope with free communication.
Okay, so what you're saying is, well, distill it a bit more, because for people who don't quite understand the bill, this will probably be impenetrable. And bear in mind that you've only got 35 seconds to do it.
I don't know if I can do it in 35 seconds.
You've wasted time.
Especially with this waffly intro.
Not even
about
30.
Why I can't do it. Okay, so in the past, when new technology has allowed new forms of communications, businesses have kept up to date with it and come up with better business models. Why is the government allowing them to get away with not doing it today?
A very good point, and one that we'll have to end on, because unfortunately Audio Bureau only lasts us to do 5 minutes. We're out. Okay, I've been Will, and this is Louis, and goodbye.
Signing out.
Bye!